Europe, and East Asia are three of the places we're headed today on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz, glad to have you along. First up, the president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, traveled to the U.S. Capitol yesterday. He spent part of his day with President Obama, a big focus of their meeting, U.S. troops in Afghanistan. There are currently just under 10,000 American forces in Afghanistan. The Obama administration had planned to reduce that number to 5,500 by the end of this year. But Afghan President Ghani believes that could cause problems for his country's troops. With support and training from U.S. forces, the Afghan military is fighting the Taliban, Afghanistan's former rulers, as well as the Al-Qaeda terrorist group. So he wants U.S. troops to stay longer in Afghanistan. After their meeting yesterday, President Obama announced that there would be no reduction this year in the number of U.S. troops serving in Afghanistan. Less than a week from now is a deadline for the U.S. and some other Western countries to reach a deal with Iran over its controversial nuclear program. The U.S. wants Iran to put that program on hold. Iran wants sanctions, the international penalties on its economy, to be lifted. Israel, a U.S. ally whom Iran has threatened in the past, has warned the Obama administration not to agree to a deal with Iran.